From Washington, this is VOA News. In Iraq, new airstrikes and a pledge for new humanitarian aid. International Red Cross workers reportedly are kidnapped in Afghanistan. I'm Vincent Roos, reporting from Washington. U.S. officials say the U.S. military launched airstrikes Saturday as Iraqi forces launched an operation to retake Mosul Dam from Islamic State militants. The officials say the airstrikes involved F-A-18 fighter bombs and armed drones. They provided cover to Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to take the dam from militants that seized it earlier this month. In other developments Saturday, Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier met in Erbil with the president of Iraq's Kurdish region, Masoud Barzani. Steinmeier said Germany has made extra humanitarian aid money available for people fleeing the Islamists.
Spent already 4.5 million euro for humanitarian aid, and the German cabinet has decided on Wednesday this week that we are spending another 20 million euro for humanitarian aid.
Mr. Barzani described what is happening in the region as a tragic situation. Witnesses reported Islamic State militants massacred 80 people, most of them members of the Yazidi religious minority, during a raid on the northern Iraqi village of Kocho Saturday. According to the International Committee of the Red Cross, it is working to secure the release of five of its workers who have been kidnapped in Afghanistan. Marek Resic, ICRC spokesman, says a local armed group kidnapped the workers on Friday in western Herat province. Research said the International Relief Organization was working on multiple levels Saturdays to secure staff members' release. A large number of protesters in Islamabad say they will not move until their demands are met. VOA's Ayaz Ghul has more.
Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters camping out in the center of the Pakistani capital Saturday said they will not disperse until Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif quits and new elections are held. A populist Muslim cleric, Tahirul Qadri, and opposition leader Imran Khan gathered their supporters in Islamabad at separate locations, prompting authorities to tighten security at key areas of the city. The two movements are not officially allied, but both want the immediate removal of Prime Minister Sharif from office. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany are expected to meet Sunday to discuss tensions in Ukraine. The meeting is to take place in Berlin, Germany's capital. In the Central African Republic, witnesses are reporting a series of raids on northern villages in the past week are the work of ex-Seleka fighters. At least 34 people have been killed in the past week. Officials and witnesses say suspected Muslim rebels were responsible. The head of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says he is optimistic that Ebola, which is decimating people in West Africa, can be defeated. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
More than 1,500 Red Cross volunteers are working in Ebola-affected communities in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Secretary General of the International Red Cross Federation, El Hadj Assi, says he is humbled by the work they do.
I don't know how I would look like if 6 months after Ebola, then I come to say thank you. And while during the time when they were on the field, you know, risking their lives and doing the best they could, and I sit in Geneva all the time.
C says volunteers are coming from 17 different countries around the world.
And I think that showed a very strong sense of, you know, solidarity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The international president of Doctors Without Borders says the Ebola epidemic is in different stages in three countries. President Dr. Joanne Liu said Friday the situation has somewhat stabilized in Guinea, while it is spiraling out of control in Sierra Leone and Liberia. In the U.S., Texas Governor Rick Perry says he'll fight an indictment against him for abuse of power. Perry spoke Saturday, a day after a grand jury in the state capital, Austin, charged him with abuse of power. The charges stem from a funding veto that was seen as being intended to force the resignation of a local district attorney. Perry says the charge against him is a political move and that he has done nothing wrong. More news at voanews.com 24 hours a day on these and other stories. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.